So we've made it to the 4th of July weekend. This rite of summer gives us time to enjoy barbecues with family, go to tag sales and parades. It's a kind of moment where we celebrate our independence, our freedom. And for most of us, we don't think too much more about that. If asked to say why we have this, most of us could come up with something from the Declaration of Independence. I think most of us would probably quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed with unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Everybody likes the pursuit of happiness. That one comes right to mind. As Americans, somehow the pursuit of happiness gets equated with our freedom. I heard recently on the radio, they were interviewing some immigrants who had become citizens, and they were talking. This one said, "What a great country this is. What other country has the right to pursue happiness enshrined in the Constitution?" Of course, it's not actually enshrined in the Constitution. It's just quoted in the Declaration. But I can't really hold it against this person, considering you can account for almost anything in our founding fathers and founding documents these days. If it's not actually true, it ought to be. But there is something to the way in which we conceive of ourselves as Americans, what our freedom is about, what our independence really is. That early section of the document is actually what they're saying is obvious to everybody. They go on to say all the wrongs that the United States has suffered, and then they finally declare independence. And it's the last sentence that I wonder what we would think of if we were to recall that one. And it goes, "And for the support of this declaration, with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. It's a considerably different kind of focus from the pursuit of happiness. We're all in this together. We either hang together or we will surely hang separately. So I wonder if we recall this on the 4th of July, if we would be celebrating more interdependence, the way in which we rely on one another, the way in which we share the costs and the burdens and the bounty. For it seems our political discourse has become quite hardened, quite unable to share together our common needs and our common blessings. So we have this tension of interdependence and independence as we think about where America is today. And as we kind of look at this scriptures that are offered us this morning, it's kind of a grab bag of things, something you might find in a little box of less beloved scripture in a tag sale. Little something about finding a wife for Isaac, Paul's inner conflict, a little story, a little bouquet of sayings, what to choose. Of course, I was drawn to the last saying in the Matthew. This is something that if you say Compline, you go to bed to every night. "Come to me, all you that are weary, and bear a heavy burden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me." It's kind of counterintuitive if you're heavily burdened and tired to take a yoke on. I grew up on a dairy farm in Vermont, so I saw oxen yoked up, pulling heavy weights. And it's a big, heavy board with a wooden collar that goes around your neck, pins that put you in there. Not the image of rest for my soul that I would come to. We talk about the yoke of oppression, the yoke of tyranny. It's a burden. And yet it's also uniting. It brings us together. Yoke shares a common root with the word yoga, which is to bring union, to bind together, to bring together that which is scattered. Perhaps if Jesus had come teaching yoga, there might be more people here this morning. But Jesus comes with a yoke. And I was kind of troubled with this, turning it over, how to think about this. I live in downtown Oakland. There's a lot of people that live on the streets there and make their way one way or another, finding things, begging, picking bottles. One in particular caught my eye. She's a middle-aged Chinese woman, quite small, and she gathers up cans and plastic bottles, which she bears in these enormous bags. And she balances them on a stick that runs over her shoulder. And each bag is bigger than she is. It's an impossible burden. And yet, she carries it along, shuffling down the sidewalk, making her way to the recycling station. And it's when I saw her that I recognized another way of seeing a yoke that Jesus would have in mind. This is a yoke that allows her to bear the heavy burdens of life, to do what she needs to do. Come take up my yoke. And even as she moves down the sidewalk, she is a walking cross. And the yoke and carrier cross come together. You know, she's got the cross beam. She's got the up and down. Robert Johnson sees the cross as a kind of archetype for human existence. In the vertical beam, we have our being, made in God's image, the imprint. We are human beings on our way to being united to God. The horizontal beam is our earthly existence, the things we must do, all the things we do, all that must be balanced. The task? To balance these two so that you are in the center between that which is drawing you towards God and that which keeps you here on earth. So like most Americans, this Chinese woman has a heavy burden of doings, giant bags of doings, balanced on a thin reed of being. So part of the question for us this morning is, how are we doing with our balance of being and doing? For if this yoke is going to give us rest, we're going to need to be as attentive to what is of God, to as much as what's of our earthly existence, what we're doing every day. So finding that balance, that'd be the first question that I would encourage you to take away with. How much human being are you doing? If you're like me, you're rushing off to meditation class, caught in traffic trying to get to yoga, trying to get somewhere so I can do some being. So think about the being that you are, the being that is an essential part of being human, and how that yoke is balancing the doings and the being. The other question is how you're measuring your freedom. Is your freedom independence? Is it freedom to pursue your happiness? Or is your freedom measured in interdependence? Who you depend on? Who relies on you? because ultimately we bear each other's burdens. And we carry the sick and the tired and the poor and those that cannot bear their burdens any longer, those of us who are strong. So I ask you to think this day, as we celebrate Independence Day, how do you want to measure your freedom? And is that the same measure as the good news? Amen.